It's not unheard of to take someone else's words and make them your own, hopefully giving them credit. So if I said, give me liberty or give me death, you might say, I think Patrick Henry said that first. Or if I said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, you might recognize those words as the words of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Or if I assured you that God loves you more than you can ask or imagine, I could give credit to Bishop Brungardt, who would give credit to St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. All of those are not my words, even though I may say them and mean them myself. So when God says to Moses in the first reading, I will raise up a prophet and put my words into his mouth, he's telling us that the Lord will often speak to us through other people. Which naturally leads to the question, who are those people? And who is God picking to speak for him? And how is it that they will do that? Well, this week, the Catholic Church in the United States celebrates Catholic Schools Week. That has a special meaning for us here at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe as we celebrate our parish school, Sacred Heart. For those of you who have joined the cathedral parish in the last 20 years, you may wonder why it's called Sacred Heart. You may even wonder, where is it? Well, our parish school is downtown, connected to the former cathedral, which was called Sacred Heart Cathedral. So the school building is attached to the old cathedral, but the school itself is very much a part of this parish, offering Catholic education from preschool to eighth grade. And as both a product and a pastor of Sacred Heart in Dodge City, I'm a witness to the fact that the Lord chooses other people within a Catholic school to speak in his name. Sometimes those people will speak through prayer. Sometimes those people will speak through teaching. And sometimes those people will speak through culture. When those people speak through prayer, it could be as simple as a prayer at the beginning of the school day, praying as a class for those suffering from COVID, a bulletin board in one classroom plastered with petitions and thanksgivings, or our new Friday encounter or encuentro time with adoration and confession. Sometimes those people will speak through teaching. In particular, a Catholic school can reinforce that our faith is not something just compartmentalized to Sunday morning or Wednesday night. I've seen the faith at Sacred Heart find its way into spelling class and music class, library books. Just this month, I even had the chance to spend some days with our middle school social studies, talking with eighth graders about the church and the American Revolution, with seventh graders about Father Juan Padilla and the Spanish explorers in Kansas, and with the sixth graders about a Catholic perspective of evolution. And sometimes those people will speak through culture. A Catholic culture is one where a pro-life poster can hang in the gymnasium, where virtue is the basis of discipline. And Christmas vacation is called Christmas vacation. How good it is that the task of sharing the faith does not fall on just one set of shoulders. An encouragement to parents not currently at a Catholic school is to know that you don't have to be a lonely voice encouraging your children each day to learn and live the faith. A Catholic school education can reinforce your irreplaceable role. But a cautionary note for parents currently at our Catholic school is to know that a Catholic education is not a replacement for your irreplaceable role. I enjoy knowing and seeing and being with your children, but make no mistake, they will follow you before they follow me. Now, it's interesting that God warns Moses that even a prophet who God himself picked might say something that God doesn't want him to say. Now, this is not referring to a false prophet or to someone who pretends to be a prophet. No, this is in fact a person chosen by God, but who doesn't speak in his name. Now, in some ways, that makes me feel better, because I know there are times when I say something that's not from God. And every parent, if they're honest, will acknowledge decisions that they would have made differently. And a teacher of the faith, including a Catholic school teacher, no matter how good they are, will not always speak like Moses. Yet even though he knew that that would be the case, God still chose to speak through prophets. And even today, he chooses to put his words in the mouths of others. You may have instantly recognized my words as those of Patrick Henry, or Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., or Bishop Brungardt. And when we speak through prayer, through teaching, or through Catholic culture, may we be recognized as speaking for God.